Hello and welcome to module number 2. We're about to get into some really, really good stuff. I hope you're excited and I hope you're ready. Here we go. Let's dive in. So there's a simple but just absolutely game-changing truth that you'll hear me say over and over again. To change your body, you must first change your brain. And right now, you either totally believe me, like you get it and you see exactly what I'm saying, or you think I'm crazy and that you just need to, you know, get really serious and get disciplined and try harder. And isn't it funny that the very thing I'm talking about, the brain, changing your brain, is what's telling you that I'm wrong and it's all your fault and it's all your fault that you can't lose weight and you just need to do better. So where does doing better come from anyway? Yes, the brain, right? See, most people think they just need to try harder, or they think they need to find the best diet or some meal prep service or healthy recipes that taste good, or the best gym with the newest equipment or a great trainer, or you fill in the blank, whatever. But honestly, the truth is that none of that will get you where you want to be with your body and your health. It's not a lack of trying or lack of information that's keeping you from losing weight. It is your brain and your beliefs and your approach. Without actively and intentionally changing those, you will never lose weight and keep it off. You will never love your body. You will never be happy and comfortable in your own skin. You will never like the way you look. You will never be at peace with your body. You will always be chained to the scales. You will always feel guilty when eating certain foods. You will always feel like you should be dieting. You should be trying harder. You will always struggle and fight with yourself. You will always feel like your body is holding you back from the relationships you want, the job that you want, the promotion that you want, the activities you want, and the life that you want to live. Losing weight, changing your body, and loving yourself and loving your life, it all starts with your brain. It doesn't start with your body, and it doesn't come from some magical diet or workout program. You can work on your body as much as you want, but it will not bring the life and results that you truly desire. It's like treating the symptoms instead of the root problem. It's a sweaty, exhausted, discouraging dead end. But Houston, we have a problem. Because changing your brain sounds like a great idea, right? But I mean, how in the world are you supposed to do that? Like, how are you supposed to change your brain so that you can change your body and have the life that you want? Well, that is exactly what we're going to cover in this video and throughout the rest of this module. We'll expand on how you can change your brain, and I'll provide various tools to help you with this super important process. And it all starts by understanding that to do what you've never done, you must see what you've never seen. In order to achieve what you've never been able to achieve with your body, you'll have to see what you've never been able to see in your brain. So let's stop thinking of the brain as a big clump of tissue inside your skull, okay? Instead, I want you to think of your brain as two distinct parts, the conscious and subconscious or unconscious. There is a slight difference between your subconscious and unconscious, but for our purposes, it's not really helpful, so we'll use those terms interchangeably. Now, you just need to know that there are two things at play in your mental life. Stuff you can easily see and acknowledge, that's the conscious stuff, and then other stuff that you cannot easily see or notice, and that's the subconscious. And all that unseen stuff, your patterns and thoughts and faulty beliefs and adopted identity, all of that stuff is the very reason you are where you are right now in your life. And it's also the very things that you must change if you want to be successful. But there's another big problem. You can't see any of that stuff. It's below the surface of your consciousness. It is below your conscious. It is subconscious. It is your unconscious brain. And it's sabotaging you left and right. famous psychologist Carl Jung said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. Now, let me rephrase that and kind of simplify it just in case you missed kind of the take-home point there. You can't change something until you see it. You can't change something until you're aware of it. Think about it. If you have something in your teeth, but you don't know, then you're going to walk around all day smiling at people, totally oblivious that there's something in your teeth that really needs your attention. If I have cancer growing inside my body right now, but I'm unaware of it, then I'm powerless to do anything about it. And this is exactly why so many people get trapped with a body they don't like, living a life they don't truly enjoy. They're just living out everything that over years and years and years has been programmed into their subconscious. And this is exactly how it is with your brain and your recurring automatic thoughts and beliefs and mental programming when it comes to weight loss. Until you are aware, you are powerless. Until you bring what is unconscious, your subconscious programming and identity and beliefs and patterns and all that stuff, until you bring what is unconscious into consciousness, into your awareness, it will control your life. It will totally determine what kind of body you have. And then you'll just call it fate. You'll just think that's the way it should be, and it's always going to be that way. That's the way that you are always going to be, whether you like it or not. My friend, please listen. This is simply not true. Here's what I know. This has probably been your exact experience with your body and weight loss. Even though you may not realize it, you have a set identity and beliefs about yourself that are programmed deep into your brain, and you're not even consciously aware of them, but every day they play out in your life. You see yourself a certain way as the chubby guy or the fat girl, and you have certain habits in life and certain beliefs about yourself when it comes to food, when it comes to your lack of willpower or your, man, I just can't be consistent. When it comes to exercise and all other sorts of things, you have habits, patterns, and ingrained beliefs. Whether you realize it or not, they are there. And when we add up all of those subconscious beliefs and habits and programming in your deeply held identity, it leads to you being overweight or unhealthy for the rest of your life. Just like a computer program, your neural program, your mental program runs and it does its job every day. Now, don't miss this, guys. Here's the really cool part. All of that can be changed, but it can only be changed when you become aware of it. And that's exactly what we're going to do as you move through this program. It is super exciting. Trust me, it's so exciting. And it will set you up for the most amazing life and the most incredible mental freedom that you can imagine. But I must warn you, it can also be a bumpy road at times. We all just want to be brainwashed and have someone implant the right programming into our brain, and then the very next day we wake up and start living our new life. But that's just not how the human brain works. To change your mental programming, we must, as psychologist Carl Jung says, we must bring it into consciousness. And that's what Module 2 is all about. We're going to shine a light on your brain, specifically on your subconscious, and I'm going to teach you how to use your conscious brain to see your subconscious crap. Plus, we'll also use a little trick that helps to slyly reprogram your subconscious without taking an ounce of effort from your conscious brain. You're going to learn all of that. Plus, I'll teach you about the superpower that you never knew you had, and I'll give you specific tools to use real time in the moment, as well as like some big picture tools that will begin to totally change how you think and how you feel and how you see yourself and how you see the process of losing weight. As a matter of fact, the more you do this, you'll not only see your subconscious stuff, you'll also start to see patterns and beliefs that other people have. It's really pretty cool, and it's kind of crazy. It's definitely a skill that you will learn as you move through this process. So here's the thing. Let me be very clear. This is powerful, powerful stuff, and it's the heart and soul of this program. You can go learn all about nutrition from a million different websites or so-called experts online. The power of what we're doing in this program is simplifying nutrition as much as possible and changing you from the inside out, changing your brain and beliefs and programming so that you can change your body and use all of that simplified nutrition stuff and ultimately have the life that you've always wanted. In the rest of this module, you're going to learn the tools and tactics and tricks to do just that. I hope you're excited because I'm super excited. I'll see you in the next video.